Our special guest presenter today is Tony Turner. That's probably why you're all here. Tony is a product of Ottawa's rich roots music scene. His thoughtful, sometimes amusing tunes reveal his love of history, landscapes, and the precious moments of ordinary people. Blessed with an expressive voice, Tony has two recordings, A Matter of Time, produced by Ian Tamlin, and The Lost Sketches. He'll have some at coffee, if you're interested. He's currently working on a new project with Keith Glass of Prairie Oyster fame at the helm. Tony's anthemic Circle of Song, which we all know, will soon be published in Rise Again, the sequel to Rise Up Singing, which is a popular folk singer's songbook. The song has been beautifully arranged for choir and was recently recorded by Ottawa's Stone Cluster Choral Group. And we'll be singing along with chorus during the Time for All Ages this morning. Welcome, Tony. Thank you.
everyone.
Good morning.
I think I've only been in Halifax a few days, and I shall always think of Halifax now as a warm and sunny place. It is embedded in my conscience now. That will be my memory. And it's supposed to be nice all week, so. I'm sure that's true, isn't it? Well, it's really nice to be here. Deborah has invited, extended an invitation for me to come here for many years, and we finally made it, and we're lucky to be here at this time. None of us can remember our birth, can we? We haven't developed the ability to be self-aware. We are purely in the moment, reacting instinctively to our basic need to satisfy our hunger, our need for comfort, nurturing, our need for love. As we grow, we experience many forms of rebirth. Times when our view of ourselves, the world, and our place in the world undergoes transformative shifts. Who doesn't remember our adolescence? How we are transformed when we are transformed from children to adults, and how our view of the world and what is important changed. Sometimes these shifts in our lives are welcome and are for the better. A graduation, a new job, finding a partner. Sometimes these changes are imposed upon us by events, a sudden move, an accident, perhaps a death. Each of these are opportunities for growth and renewal, reflection. As spring arrives each year, I welcome the renewal of nature. I love to reconnect with nature and reflect and learn from its many beautiful faces and changes. Nature is one of the foundations within which I can find renewal, discover, and reflect on what is meaningful in my life. First Nations understand the transformative power of nature and recognized and respected the earth that provides the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, and the resources we need to survive. The natural world changes from season to season, year to year, birth, metamorphosis, and death. I see nature as a good spirit, or in French, bon esprit, that helps me face the changes in my life. There is a change. Elders tell of a lake where spirits dwell. Enchanted lake, I found you. I paddled your flood water in my canoe. You lure the birds overhead. You hold the sun. You are the one to set me free. feel you're near. I hear your song, ochre stains on ancient stone. Echoes of your children, I'm not alone. Spirit of the lake, I call to you. By the trailing wake of my canoe. Accept and the call for change and renewal requires trust. This can be difficult when the future seems uncertain. How do we accept the call for change? We crave stability and what is known to us. We also need to trust in the changes, believing we will be better people for making the change, believing in the goals we have set.
can mend, there is a place where peace knows no end. There is a place, it's just around the bend. There is a place, all hope. There is a place where the silent will be heard.
What and where is the compass that can guide us through life's changes? Like the explorers of old, who were guided by the sun and the stars and the landmarks along the trail, using basic navigation tools, we too are look for guidance to discover our true selves and our purpose and our place in the world. We use the tools we have acquired along the way, our instincts, our education, our experience, our faith, and the perspective and wisdom of our friends and family. Where do you find the center that provides direction in your life? At the First Unitarian Congregation of Ottawa, it's a beautiful building with lots of wood in it, and if you've ever seen it, there's this huge beams that at the top, and the orientation of the church and the sanctuary is due north, so there's one big beam that goes right across the sanctuary and it points due north, and I often think that it's pointing north towards the star Polaris, which is the North Star, and we as a collective congregation are looking for our direction from this ship of a congregation that we're sitting in, and that's what I think of when I'm sitting in the pews at First Unitarian Congregation of Ottawa. This next song is called Polaris. In the northern midnight sky, the sign of a little bear, I'm searching for a friend. Switching seasons, though, because it's a winter song. But it's still about living in the moment, and we can live in the moment at any time. But this is just one example.